You're listening to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast with Mike Dominey. Out Loud Bible Project is on a mission to read the entire Bible out loud in a conversational and approachable way, so you can recognize your part in this conversation between you and God.
Hey, welcome back to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast. Mike here. We're just reading the Bible like a conversation so that we can find our next best yes in our relationship with God. You see, God doesn't force you to obey him, because if it's forced, it's not obedience, right? Love is a choice, and if it's forced, it's not love. So God doesn't force his people to agree to his terms and conditions for living a healthy, happy life in the promised land. In fact, he graciously gives a glimpse into the future of what they can expect based on what choices they make. There's a future of abundant life available to them if they worship him alone, and there's a future of death and destruction if they abandon him. Life or death is a choice. God makes that clear here in Deuteronomy chapters 29 through 31. So let's read this together and look for a similar choice in our own life. These are the words of the covenant which Yahweh commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, in addition to the covenant which he made with them in Horeb. Moses called all Israel and said to them, "Your eyes have seen all that Yahweh did in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh, and to all his servants and all his land. The great trials which your eyes saw, the signs and those great wonders. But Yahweh has not given you a heart to know, eyes to see, and ears to hear to this day. I've led you 40 years in the wilderness, and your clothes have not grown old on you, and your sandals have not grown old on your feet. You've not eaten bread, neither have you drunk wine or strong drink, that you may know that I am Yahweh your God. When you came to this place, Sihon the king of Heshbon and Og the king of Bashan came out against us to battle, and we struck them. We took their land and gave it for an inheritance to the Reubenites and to the Gadites and to the half-tribe of the Manassites. Therefore keep the words of this covenant and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. All of you stand today in the presence of Yahweh your God, your heads, your tribes, your elders, and your officers, even all the men of Israel, your little ones, your wives, and the foreigners who are in the middle of your camps, from the one who cuts your wood to the one who draws your water, that you may enter into the covenant of Yahweh your God, and into his oath, which Yahweh your God makes with you today, that he may establish you today as his people, and that he may be your God, as he spoke to you and as he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Neither do I make this covenant and this oath with you only, but with those who stand here with us today before Yahweh our God, and also with those who are not here with us today. For you know how we lived in the land of Egypt, and how we came through the middle of the nations through which you passed. And you've seen their abominations and their idols of wood, stone, silver, and gold which were among them. Lest there should be among you man, woman, family, or tribe whose heart turns away today from Yahweh our God, to go serve the gods of those nations, lest there should be among you a root that produces bitter poison. And it happens when he hears the words of this curse that he bless himself in his heart, saying, 'I shall have peace, though I walk in the stubbornness of my heart, to destroy the moist with the dry.' Yahweh will not pardon him. But then Yahweh's anger and his jealousy will smoke against that man, and all the curse that's written in this book will fall on him, and Yahweh will blot out his name from under the sky. Yahweh will set him apart for evil out of all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant written in the book of the law. The generation to come, your children who will rise up after you, and the foreigner who will come from a far land, will say, when they see the plagues of that land and the sickness with which Yahweh has made it sick, that all of the land is sulfur, salt, and burning, that it's not sown, it doesn't produce, nor does any grass grow in it. Like the overthrow of Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, Zeboim, which Yahweh overthrew in his anger and in his wrath, even all the nations will say, 'Why has Yahweh done this to the land? What does the heat of this great anger mean?' The men will say, because they abandoned the covenant of Yahweh, the God of their fathers, which he made with them, which he brought them out of the land of Egypt, and went and served other gods, and worshipped them, gods that they didn't know and he had not given to them. Therefore Yahweh's anger burned against this land to bring on it all the curses that are written in this book. Yahweh rooted them out of their land in anger, in wrath, and in great indignation, and thrust them into another land, as it is today. The secret things belong to Yahweh our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. It shall happen, when all these things have come on you, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before you, and you shall call them to mind among all the nations where Yahweh your God has driven you, and return to Yahweh your God, and obey his voice according to all that I command you today, you and your children, with all your heart and with all your soul, that then Yahweh your God will release you from captivity, have compassion on you, and will return and gather you from all the peoples where Yahweh your God has scattered you. If your outcasts are in the uttermost parts of the heavens, from there Yahweh your God will gather you, and from there he will bring you back. Yahweh your God will bring you into the land which your father possessed, and you will possess it. He'll do you good and increase your numbers more than your father's. Yahweh your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your offspring to love Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live. Yahweh your God will put all these curses on your enemies and on those who hate you, who persecuted you. You shall return and obey Yahweh's voice and do all his commandments which I command you today. Yahweh your God will make you prosperous in all the work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your livestock, and in the fruit of your ground for good. For Yahweh will again rejoice over you for good as he rejoiced over your fathers, if you will obey Yahweh your God's voice, to keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in the book of the law, if you turn to Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul. For this commandment which I command you today is not too hard for you or too distant. It's not in heaven that you should say, who will go up for us to heaven, bring it to us and proclaim it to us that we may do it? Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea for us, bring it to us and proclaim it to us that we may do it? No, but the word is very near to you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. Behold, I've set before you today life and prosperity and death and evil. For I command you today to love Yahweh your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his ordinances, that you may live and multiply, and that Yahweh your God may bless you in the land where you go to possess it. But if your heart turns away and you will not hear, but are drawn away to worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you will surely perish. You will not prolong your days in the land where you pass over the Jordan to go in to possess it. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Therefore, choose life that you may live, you and your descendants, to love Yahweh your God, to obey his voice, and to cling to him. For he is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Moses went and spoke these words to all Israel. He said to them, I am 120 years old today. I can no more go out and come in. Yahweh has said to me, you shall not go over this Jordan. Yahweh your God himself will go over before you. He'll destroy these nations from before you, and you shall dispossess them. Joshua will go over before you, as Yahweh has spoken. Yahweh will do to them as he did to Sihon and to Og, the kings of the Amorites, and to their land when he destroyed them. Yahweh will deliver them up before you, and you shall do to them according to all the commandment which I commanded you. Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or scared of them, for Yahweh your God himself is who goes with you. He will not fail you, nor forsake you. Moses called Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and courageous, For you shall go with this people into the land which Yahweh has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. Yahweh himself is who goes before you. He'll be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Moses wrote this law and delivered it to the priests, the sons of Levi, who bore the Ark of Yahweh's covenant, and to all the elders of Israel. Moses commanded them, saying, At the end of every 7 years, in the set time of the year of release, in the Feast of Booths, when all Israel has come to appear before Yahweh your God in the place which he will choose, you shall read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Assemble the people, the men and the women and the little ones and the foreigners who are within your gates, that they may hear, learn, fear Yahweh your God, and observe to do all the words of this law, and that their children who have not known may hear and learn to fear Yahweh your God, as long as you live in the land where you go over to the Jordan to possess it. Yahweh said to Moses, Behold, your days approach that you must die. Call Joshua and present yourself in the tent of meeting that I may commission him. Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves in the tent of meeting. Yahweh appeared in the tent in a pillar of cloud, and the pillar of cloud stood over the tent's door. Yahweh said to Moses, Behold, you shall sleep with your fathers. This people will rise up and play the prostitute after the strange gods of the land where they go to be among them, and will forsake me and break my covenant which I've made with them. Then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them. And I will hide my face from them, that they shall be devoured. And many evils and troubles shall come on them, so that they will say in that day, Haven't these evils come on us because our God is not among us? And I'll surely hide my face in that day for all the evil which they have done, and that they have turned to other gods. Now, therefore, write this song for yourselves, and teach it to the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. For when I have brought them into the land which I swore to their fathers, flowing with milk and honey, and they have eaten and filled themselves and grown fat, then they'll turn to other gods and serve them and despise me and break my covenant. It'll happen when many evils and troubles have come on them that this song will testify before them as a witness, for it will not be forgotten out of the mouths of their descendants, for I know their ways and what they're doing today, before I have brought them into the land which I promised them. So Moses wrote this song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel. He commissioned Joshua, the son of Nun, and said, Be strong and courageous, for you shall bring the children of Israel into the land which I swore to them. I will be with you. When Moses had finished writing the words of this law in a book, until they were finished, Moses commanded the Levites who bore the Ark of Yahweh's covenant, saying, Take this book of the law and put it by the side of the Ark of Yahweh, your God's covenant, that it may be there for a witness against you. For I know your rebellion and your stiff neck. Behold, while I'm yet alive with you today, you've been rebellious against Yahweh. How much more after my death? Assemble to me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears, and call heaven and earth to witness against them. For I know that after my death you will utterly corrupt yourselves, and turn away from the way which I've commanded you, and evil will happen to you in the latter days, because you will do that which is evil in Yahweh's sight, to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. Moses spoke in the ears of all the assembly of Israel the words of this song until they were finished. We'll read the song together next episode, but until then, let's reflect on God's offer of life or death. God's invitation, like Moses says, is not up in heaven that we can't receive it, and is not so far away that we'll never reach it. But the word is very near to you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. Behold, I've set before you today life and prosperity, death and evil. What's that word? Love the Lord your God. Walk in his ways, so that you can live and multiply and be blessed by God. That is the Thinking Out Loud thought for today.
You've been listening to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast with Mike Dominey. When you become a patron of Out Loud Bible Project, you help make the Bible accessible for people who desperately need to know they have a role in this conversation with God. To learn more, visit outloudbible.com and click Support This Project. Thanks for listening.